Jason, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Two heated hearings on Capitol Hill today. Senators are questioning fired CDC Director Susan Menares. Here with Senator Susan Collins.
What are the implications for public health if important scientific decisions at the CDC are made by the political staff rather than the career scientists?
It concerns me.
And FBI Director Kash Patel up for a second day. Senator Pramila Jayapal on the Epstein files.
Are these women credible? It's a yes or no answer.
I have answered the question.
Well, what is the answer?
I'm telling you, I'm the only FBI director that has welcomed new information in this case. This administration is the only one that has welcomed any new information in this case.
Is there a yes or no to
present new credible information? Present new information.
Are the victims credible or not?
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 540 WAUK.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Someone died this morning at the Palermo Pizza Factory on Milwaukee's southwest side. Investigators are still looking into what happened. The person's identity has not been released. Palermo says in a statement that it was a tragic workplace accident, and they promised to cooperate with officials and help the family and employees. A police chase in Milwaukee ended last night with three people dead when a fleeing car hit another vehicle. Police say they first tried pulling the driver over near 36th and Wright at around 9:30, but the car sped off. The crash happened about a mile south at 35th and Vliet. Three people in the car that was hit died. Two others inside were rushed to the hospital. The 19-year-old driver who was running from police was arrested after being hurt in the crash along with two of his passengers. Charges are pending. The goal is to improve the intake of international travelers. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport has started a $95 million project to modernize and expand its international travel capabilities. The new Concourse E terminal will replace the old International Arrivals terminal, nearly tripling the passenger capacity to handle 400 international arrivals an hour. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says the upgrade will boost international connections and economic growth for the area. Construction is expected to finish by 2027. The work is funded by airport revenue, bonds, and federal support. Employee paychecks may have a new address, but things are expected to stay the same at festival. Lisa Hale has more.
A Wisconsin-based grocery chain has been sold to a St. Louis-based company. Schnucks Markets purchased Festival Foods. And in a press release said the combined grocery stores will all fall under an umbrella company called 1939 Group Incorporated. Festival Foods, which operates 51 stores throughout the state, will keep its name.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. When you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with temperatures soaring to the low 80s. And with clear skies tonight, lows stay mild to the mid 60s. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, slightly cooler, highs in the mid 70s. Fall even more for Friday, down to about 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at. They have 17 pro courts. There's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule. plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screen TVs so you can catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program. The Trump administration is pulling back radically on efforts to stop human trafficking. You know, the stuff that Jeffrey Epstein was accused of. It's, why are they doing this? I mean, you know, Trump is like, pro-human trafficking? Is that what's going on? Over at the Department of Homeland Security, they had, this is from The Guardian, this is a piece by Aaron Glanz and Bernice Young. At DHS, Trump has ordered agents formerly dedicated to investigating and arresting human traffickers to instead focus on deporting immigrants. Current and former DHS staffers interviewed by The Guardian confirmed that these investigators' day-to-day work has been broadly shifted toward deportations and away from investigating major crimes with real victims. Over at the State Department, the Trump administration slashed more than 70% of the agency's office to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. This is called the TIP office, Traffic in Persons, which is responsible for leading anti-trafficking efforts across the U.S. government. 70% cut in the workforce. They have also held up grants to nonprofit organizations that fight trafficking around the world, putting their operations and services at risk. In addition, Glanz and Young write for The Guardian, the administration has also delayed release of an annual report that documents human trafficking across the U.S. and more than 185 other countries. Federal law requires that report be provided to Congress by the 30th of June, which was months ago, and it still has not been provided to Congress. Beth Van Schaack, the ambassador at large for global criminal justice during the Biden administration, said, "The reality is that perpetrators will go free and international crimes will continue. It will take years to rebuild the expertise in our law enforcement and diplomatic corps." This is crazy. This is just crazy. I mean, you know, Republicans worked with Democrats to pass this. There's a landmark legislation back in 2000. You know, last year, the Clinton administration, it was called the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And now the Trump administration is just gutting it. Meanwhile, over at the Department of Justice, they published a study a while back showing that most of the violence, most of the political violence in America is committed by people on the hard right. A PhD student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, his first name is Daniel, was the guy who discovered this, that on September 12th, the file, the report is titled What NIJ Research Tells Us About Domestic Terrorism. Right? And it concluded that most of the political violence in the United States that's domestically generated, not, you know, this wouldn't include 9/11 because that came from outside our country, but most of the domestic violence, the political violence in America is coming from the right, not the left. And it was available on the Department of Justice website on the 12th of September, but on the 13th of September, it vanished.
And of course, it was the 10th of September when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and they decided to use that as an excuse to just, you know, go after any Democrat, anybody on the left, anybody who speaks out. No more free speech in America. All because, you know, the left is, you know, perpetrating all this political violence. And it turns out, no, the left is not perpetrating all this political violence. This is an actual quote from the report. Quote, militant, nationalistic, white supremacist, violent extremism has increased in the United States. In fact, the number of far-right attacks continues to outpace all other types of terrorism and domestic violent extremism. Since 1990, far-right extremists have committed far more ideologically motivated homicides than far-left or radical Islamist extremists, including 227 events that took more than 520 lives. In this same period, far-left extremists committed 42 ideologically motivated attacks that took 78 lives. A recent threat assessment by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concluded that domestic violent extremists are an acute threat and highlighted a probability that COVID-19 pandemic-related stressors, longstanding ideological grievances related to immigration, and narratives surrounding election fraud will continue to serve as a justification for violent actions, of course, by people on the right. And now if you go looking for that file on the Department of Justice website, on Kristi Noem's website, you get an error that says this file, this page could not be found. Meanwhile, a British historian, Timothy Garton Ash, he's a British historian and author. He wrote an op-ed for The Guardian arguing that we have 400 days to save America, to save democracy in the United States. He said if Republicans, it's 400, basically 400 days to the next election, a little over a year. A year and 2 months, I think, September, October, November, yeah. And his point is that if the Democrats lose, if the Republicans win, if they can continue to hold the House and Senate is the bottom line, because that's what this election is going to be all about next year. If Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate, then Trump will expand his powers and he will end democracy in our republic. That'll be it. That'll be the end. We will be like Putin's Russia or Hungary, Orban's Hungary. He visited the United States and came to this conclusion from the time he was here. He wrote, I returned to Europe from the U.S. with a clear conclusion. American Democrats, lowercase d, have 400 days to start saving democracy. If next autumn's midterm elections produce a Congress that begins to constrain Donald Trump, there will then be a further 700 days to prepare the peaceful transfer of executive power that alone will secure the future of this republic. Operation Save U.S. Democracy stages 1 and 2. During 7 weeks in the U.S. summer, I was shaken every day by the speed and executive brutality of President Trump's assault on what had seemed settled norms of U.S. democracy and by the desperate weakness of the resistance to that assault. He wrote, one astute political observer suggested to me that Trump, flush with revenue from the new tariffs, could do a pre-election cash handout to voters, perhaps presented as compensation for the temporary difficulties of the transition to a MAGA economy. He says that would be a classic populist move. I agree. And I fully expect Trump next year to be passing out checks to people. I also fully expect Trump to have a little war with Venezuela. Because Republicans always, you know, ever since Reagan, I mean, Reagan got it from Thatcher, right? Oh, she's in trouble in the polls. She's, you know, just gutted the coal miners union and she's going after the National Health Service and she's collapsed in the polls. So what does she do? She picks a fight with Argentina over the Falklands or lets them pick a fight with her. I mean, you know, how I'm not British. I'm not a scholar of that conflict, but you get the point. And Reagan looks at that and goes, oh, that's a good idea. And so after, you know, a couple hundred Marines got killed in Beirut in that Beirut barracks bombing, Reagan pulls all the other Marines out, cuts and runs, and instead goes and invades Grenada, this little tiny Caribbean island where there's a medical school. There's a couple of hundred Americans, you know, studying medicine there. I've been to Grenada. I mean, it's just crazy to think that they represent some kind of threat to the United States. Really? Seriously? And the thing to remember here is that the House of Representatives in 3 years, at the end of the term, at the end of Trump's term, the House of Representatives is where the election, the presidential election of 2028, will be ratified. They will have the ability to say yes or no. If Trump says, oh, I'm going to run again. Or if he does run again, oh, I won. So keep your eyes on this. I absolutely agree with Timothy Garton Ash, this British historian, that we have 400 days roughly to save American democracy. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk's murder, and I'll pick up your calls. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 540 WAUK.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 540 WAUK.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could actually lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Right now, I got to get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end, to get that special bundle deal and read this report, the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
No need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand, no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free. Show your name, your blood, your history. Or disappear like a ghost in the breeze. This ain't a dream.
As I mentioned to Congressman Pocan at the beginning of the program, it's fairly clear now that Mr. Robinson, Tyler Robinson, the fellow who killed Charlie Kirk, was in a romantic relationship with another man or a man who was transitioning to female, maybe now a trans woman. I'm not sure where he or she was in that transition, and you know, want to be respectful. And you know, in fact, one of his comments, he says, after reading that this is a text message chain, after Tyler Robinson says to his roommate, I killed him. He said, you're kidding, you're joking, right? And he says, I'm still okay, my love, but I am stuck. And he goes on, you know, I'm stuck in here for a little while longer. But he's referring to him as my love and things like that. It just seems like this is just a tragedy, you know, not... This is not some kind of weird conspiracy. This has got nothing to do with left-wing politics. His lover was being attacked, or at least he perceived that Charlie Kirk was attacking his lover. And he did the absolute wrong thing to do when you think that somebody you care about is being attacked. He went out with a gun. It's just absolutely wrong. But, you know, it's fairly clear that this is what's going on, but to say that this is, you know, George Soros is responsible for this or any of these other things, I get it, that the Republicans like to say that, you know, all queer people are to the left. Tell that to Scott Bessent, who is our Treasury Secretary, who is a gay man who's married to another man. Or Peter Thiel, the major, you know, Republican funder, who's a gay man. being gay does not make you left. And so what can you say? Or being queer in general. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing the crap out of northern Gaza right now. They're going after Gaza City, which had been kind of the last part of Gaza that was still standing. I mean, this is a city with, you know, almost a million people in it. They're blowing up high-rise apartment buildings. They've now confirmed at least 65,000 people dead, probably multiples of that injured, children with limbs blown off. The United Nations this week said, yes, definitely Israel is committing genocide. This is a crime, an international crime. Four more deaths were recorded in the last 24 hours due to starvation in Gaza. That brings the total of starvation victims to 432. In the last 24 hours, 51 Palestinians have been killed across Gaza. They have struck, the Israeli Air Force and artillery units have struck Gaza City over 150 times in the past 48 hours. According to the Israeli military, multiple strikes hit the Al-Ransi Children's Hospital on Tuesday night, the only pediatric hospital left in Gaza. They blew up the top three floors, which had 80 patients in them receiving treatment, all children. The Gaza Health Ministry is accusing the Israeli military of deliberately thwarting attempts by the World Health Organization to bring fuel to hospitals. Internet and telephone services have been shut down to Gaza because of the attacks. A coalition of aid groups are calling to the international community to stop Israel from what they're doing. They said, quote, what we are witnessing in Gaza is not only an unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe, but what the UN Commission of Inquiry has now concluded is a genocide. The signatories include over 20 aid organizations operating in Gaza, including Save the Children, the Norwegian Refugee Council. I mean, these are not like, you know, anti-Israel groups. And meanwhile, in the West Bank, which is on the other side of Israel, Israeli authorities demolished 40 homes in the village of Al-Sir in the Negev Desert. And they stormed the city of Nablus in the West Bank and arrested seven Palestinians. Louise and I were driving through Nablus one day. This was back, I forget the year, but it was, anyhow, these kids came out and threw stones at our car. And that was the day that Nablus made the front cover of Time magazine as the beginning of the Intifada. We were there for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
My mother saw that, and it wasn't our car on the cover of Time, but she knew where I was, and she called and freaked out. Anyhow, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The flood cleanup for many now turns to getting financial help. The August storms did a lot of damage, leaving many Wisconsinites and business owners struggling to recover. FEMA funds have been approved and people can now apply. A state agency is also trying to help throw some money around. The Small Business Administration put out a statement yesterday about their low-interest disaster loans. People and businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties may be eligible for two categories of loans: physical damage and economic injury assistance. Businesses in surrounding counties can apply for the economic injury one. The loans can help fix property, cover lost business, or provide working capital to get things back to normal. There are deadlines to apply for all types of assistance. There's more about the new options on the Small Business Administration website. Someone died this morning at the Palermo Pizza Factory on Milwaukee's southwest side. Investigators are still looking into what happened. The person's identity has not been released. Palermo says in a statement that it was a tragic workplace accident, and they promised to cooperate with officials and help the family and employees. There are many pros and cons of tipping one or two back. Now there's another for the con category. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Group. Learn more online at horizonslaw.com.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with temperatures soaring to the low 80s. And with clear skies tonight, lows stay mild to the mid-60s. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, slightly cooler, highs in the mid-70s. Fall even more for Friday, down to about 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to yet another new 2026 candidate for legislature, and we'll talk vaccines with Dr. Kelly Schnook.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So you just got back from your summer vacation and maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use the code PINK, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Use the code PINK when you check out.
No coup beneath the blood-red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. No tanks roll down the main street. No fire in the sky. Just silence from the leaders as they strangle all we love. Democracy doesn't die in darkness, it chokes beneath the sun. While cameras roll and headlines scroll, the damage still gets
past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. Well, I want to circle back to the discussion about language and radical leftist label. I just feel like we should not yield at all, and we should label ourselves. We should define ourselves and use the term we want to use to whatever it is that we, you know, call ourselves. And it's like a linguistic problem and a public relations problem. And I see them morphing, you know, radical leftist into terrorist and just continue to drive us. And left and right are relative terms anyway. And I don't know. I'm just thinking I'm a centrist, original American patriot. And I'm not a radical leftist. And I agree 1,000% with you.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Jeff. Policies. And I think that it's my goal here, and I'm not going to pound this drum beyond just today. I just wanted to make the point and publish the article. And I'm not going to continue to call myself a radical leftist. But my point was to defang those terms, to point out the absolute flaming absurdity of calling people who are calling for a national health care program and the right to vote far left radicals. It's obscene what they are doing, and somebody needs to call it out. And so this was an ironic or sarcastic way of doing that. Sure. And I think that, you know, sometimes humor, this kind of borders on humor, can be very powerful stuff. And so, you know, that it's my hope that this helps blow that up. But I'm with you, Jeff. The positions, every single one of those positions in that article that I wrote today and the rant that I did this morning in the first half of the first hour, every single one of those positions are supported by more than half of America. And the only reason we don't have them is because you've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who own the Republican Party and they prevent any forward progress. So, I get what you're saying. Jeff, I got to move along. Okay. Thanks for the call. Good point.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well and doing good out there. I'm looking at right now, I saw Trump's over in England there. I think he was walking behind King Charles.
He walked in front of the king and the queen. I mean, the British Twitter is just hysterical. I mean, you just don't do that. But I think he did that the last time when he met the king's mother, you know, the queen. He walked in front of her. This guy has no class whatsoever.
Yeah.
By the way, the Fed just lowered interest rates by a quarter point. Breaking news.
I saw that, too. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. I'll speak about someone in the donor world, and now let's talk about Charlie Kirk's death. And it's sad that that young man died, but I want to talk about how young he was. And by the end of this year, I'll have donated my 160th gallon of blood. So I like donating, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that the family didn't donate his organs. What they could have, helped several families, or maybe helped save someone's life. And I don't think they did. I just think about these things after the fact. You know, it's too bad that they didn't do that.
I don't know if they did or didn't. That's not the kind of thing that would be made public, is it, Bill?
I think it would. I think they would if they were. I don't know.
It could have been an opportunity to promote that, if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But the family and the religion behind it and all that. I don't think they did. I think they would have let it be known. It's just one of those things that I always
tend to be more young.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And quickly about the people in the these employees who are getting let go over the First Amendment. I think how Trump, they're going after government employees and private sector.
Yeah.
Why can't they have hopefully to get a class action lawsuit against Trump and the administration and all that. It'd be another lawsuit. But I think because these people are being fired wrong, whatever they said about Charlie Kirk's death, they have a right to free speech. And I think if it was on their own personal platform, their own personal page, as compared to a government page, if they set it on the government website, or that page, I'm going with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Bill, thanks for the call. It's always good hearing from you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. By the way, the jobs report just came in. 22,000 jobs created. They were expecting 75,000. Inflation has gone up to 2.3%, or 4.3%, I guess, annually. Hold on that. I'm doing this from memory, and that's going to get me in trouble. Inflation is up a tenth of a point. That I can tell you, tenth of a percent. And the jobs are down, the number of jobs, 22,000, I remember that for sure. And that's why the Fed is cutting interest rates, because the economy is slowing down because of Trump's tariffs. So, and just his general incompetence. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Last week you had somebody call. You were talking about the Epstein files, and he mentioned, why haven't we heard anything from Jeffries and Chuck Schumer? Mm-hmm. And what I did is I went on the AIPCA tracker to see who takes money from that PAC group, Israel's PAC group. And obviously, Republicans take way more money. I mean, Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell and the head of the Senate right now take almost $2 million a year.
Yeah.
But Jeffries and Schumer take over $1 million from them.
I know.
And that's why we haven't heard from them, because, just following the Epstein thing, the two previous prime ministers of Israel, they're on the Epstein files. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but I think it's Edmund Barak.
Ehud Barak.
I mean, he's been, some of the women have called him out and said he was on the flight, on the island, and he was evil. He's an evil man.
Yeah, basically. I haven't seen those reports. I can't corroborate. Although I believe, I do recall reading that Ehud Barak was in the Epstein files, but what the details were, I don't recall. But Ray, I get it. I get it. And increasingly, Democrats are saying we're not going to take AIPAC money, as this genocide becomes more and more undeniable, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing, although AIPAC will probably target any Democrat who refuses their money. And, this is the world that, Clarence Thomas taking bribes from a right-wing billionaire I believe, caused him to vote in favor of Citizens United. He was the decisive vote. He was the tie-breaking vote. And Citizens United turned our government over to anybody who's willing to pay. And Israel has a pile of money. AIPAC has a pile of money. They're separate entities, of course. And you got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who are basically running our country now.
One last point. There is a connection between Peter Thiel and Barack. Mm-hmm. There's a connection there. Yeah. And that connection goes for a long time. There's a lot of security companies that Barack was involved in.
Yeah, well, Peter Thiel owns or runs Palantir, you know, one of the big security companies. So that's not surprising, frankly.
So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Good hearing from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right back. As mentioned, the Fed met, the Open Market Committee, the FOMC, and in the face of declining job numbers and increasing inflation, they cut the interest rates.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just a quarter point cut, but Wall Street seems quite excited about it. And of course, Donald Trump will be very happy. We'll be back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class. And I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. But what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my own biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants actually slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I know I get a lot more energy when I drink Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. And I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. And check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com.
Courts with bought out men to drag us back to God knows when. Rights erased with the stroke.
Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Catherine in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Catherine, what's up? There's a Palatine.
Hi, it's Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah.
My question is this: if 12 million people are getting kicked off of health care, how would the country react to a strike against insurance companies?
Well, first off, this is not going to happen until after next year's midterm elections. The Republicans put the kicking people off Medicare and, or off Medicaid and gutting Medicare, it doesn't go into effect until January of 2027.
So they
just want to make sure that we went into the midterm elections without anybody realizing the damage that they had just done to America. If the Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate and these gerrymandering things that they're doing like they just did in Texas, may well cause that to be the outcome, then I doubt, you know, they're not going to allow the kind of protests. I mean, you know, we'll be in full police state lockdown mode by then, in my opinion. So that's how I think they're going to deal with it, Catherine.
Well, my question, though, is could Americans, before the election coming up, could we strike against health care or two insurance companies, and how would that really affect the industry?
I don't know how you'd do that.
Or would this be, would this be just another thing like trying to not pay your taxes?
Yeah, I just don't know how you'd do that. I think the thing to do is to raise hell with our elected officials, Democrat or Republican. We just, you know, our voices need to be heard. We need to be speaking out. And, of course, on October, 18th, I think it is, that Saturday, going to be No King's Day 2.0. Get out there and get in the streets.
Okay? Okay, thank you.
Catherine, thank you very much. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, what's up? Rick, watching Free Speech TV in Castro Valley, California? No Rick. Okay, Joe in Spring, Texas. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Correct me and please enlighten me, but didn't Mazie Hirono talking to Cash Patel about the FBI and the workouts and the stringent qualifications for the physical requirements? experiment say that women aren't naturally as strong as men, and that the pull-up requirement was too harsh for women? Well, doesn't that go against our argument about men and women being the same?
No, it's a simple biological reality, Joe. What, are you weird?
Same as having XX or XY chromosomes. Men can become women and women can become men. You just validated my argument. Thank you.
Well, no, I don't think I did, but good luck. Whistler in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hey, Whistler, thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Tom, for taking my call. A little background, I'm a 73-year-old Vietnam-era veteran, and I got a question in regards recently here to, well, it has to do with Charlie Kirk's shoot down or whatever. Why was it that J.D. Vance and Air Force Two used our tax dollars to transport this gentleman from Utah back to his home state of Arizona?
Yeah.
That's what I was curious about.
Well, because he's their new hero. He's their horse vessel, Whistler.
But it's our tax dollars.
I know.
Our tax dollars are the paper.
I totally get it. But this is not the battle that I think we're gonna win or that is worth fighting. But I get your point. Whistler, thanks for the call. Paul in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
kudos to you. You're doing a great job,
thank
man.
You.
My question is, there was a flotilla of ships and boats with some prominent activists from around the world coming to
Greta Thunberg was on it.
What has happened to
They came under fire a couple of days ago. I saw that.
Oh.
And they came under fire a couple of times from the Israeli military. And I frankly, it's been two or three days since I've seen any reporting on what happened. I don't know if they turned back. I'm sure if they had gotten
buried
to Gaza.
It's buried with everything going on.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just buried with everything that's going on right now.
I think so. And I'm pretty sure if they'd gotten to Gaza, we'd know about it. So I'll have to look into that and get back with you.
Yeah.
Paul, thanks for the call. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, you got a quick one? I have about 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick. That letter or that text that young man sent was so doctored. Young kids don't talk like that. I just spent 2 weeks around my adult children. None of them speak in that fashion.
Are you talking about the text message chain?
Yes. Yes. That is insane, and you can't trust.
You think that was manufactured by Cash Patel or the FBI? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
that had not occurred to me, Rick. It didn't seem quite that weird to me, but you know, who knows? I mean, in this day and age, who knows? Rick, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, although Alex Lawson is going to fill in for me. I've got a small medical procedure. I'll be back on Friday. So treat Alex well. Alex well, will you? Get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll see you in the day after tomorrow. And Alex, we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night, because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Special Report. The Federal Reserve has just decided to cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. CBS's Kelly O'Grady at the New York Stock Exchange says it was music to the ears of investors.
You've got the traders on the floor. There was a little bit of a, like, not a huge celebration, but kind of sigh of relief of, okay, we've got that interest rate cut, right? That's good for the market. What it means, though, for average Americans is it just got slightly cheaper to borrow money, and that's going to affect your credit card interest rate. But what it also may impact in the long run is mortgage rates. That trades on where investors think the interest rate is going.
Economist Dean Baker.
Lower rates will improve the labor market. I'm not going to tell anyone that we're going to lower rates today and now you could run out and get a good paying job, but it pushes it in the right direction. Most people, understandably, they don't pay close attention. They have other things to worry about, but it really does affect them.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.